I've been in James chapter 1. I'm going to continue there. And I've entitled this afternoon, it's kind of a subtitle because you would have seen in your bulletin that you received your deficiency in the difficulty of trials, what to ask. Another way to pose this question or to entitle this is, all I need is, and then a blank. All I need is. And again, we're looking at this book of James, the Christian's book of etiquette, and this is a belief that behaves. That's the question you've got to ask yourself. Does my belief behave, or how does my belief behave? And we've looked at behaving in the difficulty of trials. Look at verse 2. My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into divers temptations. That's your behavior will show in your disposition. Is it joy or not? Verse 3, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. That's in discernment, that your faith is being proved and your patience is being produced. Verse 4 was last time, but let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. That's in development. Perfect and entire, wanting nothing. And those 3 points continue to the fourth one we're going to look at today, and that is that your behavior will show in your deficiency. Anytime you endure a hardship, you recognize yourself as being weak, deficient. The question is, deficient of what? We're going to see the answer in verses 5 through 8. So let me read those verses, and then today we're going to focus on verse 5. But you will see what we're deficient in by the very first few words of verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. All of those have to do with our deficiency in trials. But what I want us to see today is, what should I ask for then? If I'm deficient, if I'm calling this my deficiency in a trial, then what is it that I am to ask? Should I ask for strength? Should I ask for grace to endure? Should I ask to be delivered? Should I ask for the reason? Why is this happening to me? Alfred Edersheim, a Jewish Christian who lived in the 1800s, once said, if we knew why the Lord sent us this or that trial, it would thereby cease to be a trial either of faith or of patience. And yet, what is the one thing we typically want to know? Why is this happening to me? We want to know the reason. But that's not what James says is our deficiency here. If you're having hardships of finances, we think the deficiency is money. I just don't have enough money. That's what I'm deficient in. Oh, if I just had money, my hardship would evaporate. Yeah, but the problem goes deeper, because if money was my deficiency, it may have been due to mismanagement, poor stewardship, materialism. That's not the real problem. In physical hardship, we think the deficiency is health. So what is it that we lack? What should I ask for? In what area am I deficient? According to James, when he says, well, let him ask for. Here's what you're deficient in. Here's what I am deficient in trials. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. But what's the deficiency? If any man lack wisdom. It took a long time to get to that. But the reason is because we often ask for the wrong things. What to ask? If any of you lack wisdom. It is possible to lack wisdom. I think we all know that. And the context here is trials. What is it we lack in trials? Wisdom. And yet we want the wisdom to know why this is happening. No, that's not the idea here. It's not the why. We all know that wisdom is the right use of knowledge. It's not just knowledge. It's the right use of knowledge. We all know educated fools. You can go to the typical college campus, find the brightest, smartest, most intelligent man there, and he may know his area of expertise, but in other areas, he's a fool. I've told you about my high school teacher who was so smart when it came to history. But common sense, I mean just common sense, he was such a fool. And how we would tell him that we were collecting, we would saddle up our chickens, just all kinds of stuff like this. And he would say, really? He was from Omaha. There's a difference between wisdom and knowledge, and that is seen in the time of testing. Knowledge is putting down the right answer. Wisdom is the ability not to waste by getting it over with, but seeing how this is an opportunity for me to mature. Wisdom is not just giving the right answers, it's applying the right answers to my Christian life, my behavior. In reference to trials, a commentator said this, "We need wisdom so we will not waste the opportunities God is giving us to mature." Somebody else put it this way, "Knowledge is the ability to take things apart while wisdom is the ability to put them together." Immediately it makes me think of those who Dennis Prager says, it's easy to tear things down. Something else to be able to build things up. And what he was referencing was the last 4 years. Easy to tear things down. Now we need to build things back up. And that's just in reference to political items. Look at the source of wisdom here. Let him ask. Well, ask who? Ask what? Who's the source? Let him ask of God. So how is it we acquire this wisdom that we are so lacking? James has pointed out in the previous verses that when we face trials with joy and realize it is our faith that is being tried, it produces endurance and maturity so that we lack nothing. And you would think the next verse would say it produces wisdom, but we do not acquire wisdom from trials. If we would acquire wisdom from trials, the wisest people on earth would be those who have suffered most. The wisest man who ever lived actually didn't experience a whole lot of trials, and yet he acquired wisdom. How? How is it that Solomon acquired wisdom? He asked for it. He asked God for it. And it is true that trials can be the instrument that is used to point out my need of wisdom so that while I am being tested, I recognize the source of wisdom and ask accordingly. You acquire wisdom by asking for it, but not just anybody. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. Dr. Wisdom, the man my wife used to be secretary to, Bob Jones, he was the dean of the School of Religion. He wrote this concerning this verse. The supplication for wisdom is not a request to understand the exact reason for the trial. It is a request rather to be enabled to understand and apply the lessons of the trial to the Christian life. Somebody was going through a trial, and when they asked that person, okay, well, how can I pray for you? This lady who was going through this trial rightly answered, pray that I will have the wisdom not to waste all of this. We must inquire at the right source of God. And in conjunction with this morning's adult Bible class, The source is not yet ChatGPT. The source is God. Proverbs 9:10 makes it clear that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and James says, ask him, ask God. And the verb tense there, look at it in your Bibles. If any of you lack wisdom, let him keep asking God. Let him keep on asking. So there we see the source of wisdom. The last part of verse 5 has to do with the supply of wisdom. And it shall be given him. Two things about how God gives, because that's at the end of the verse, but these two things come between let him ask of God and it shall be given him. Here's the two things. He giveth to all men liberally, and he upbraideth not. So let's look at those. The supply of wisdom, it shall be given him. God's giving, first of all, is generous. He giveth to all men liberally. And the idea there is that there are no strings attached. Wisdom does not fall down to us from the sky. God gives wisdom through his word, through what he has spoken. Divine wisdom, Hebert says in his commentary, is embodied in the scriptures. But his study of those scriptures must be connected with his constant prayer for divine illumination. God gives, not expecting anything in return, but he gives with a single motive: to provide the asker his deficiency. And God gives to all men liberally, without strings attached. He's generous. And the great example is Solomon. So God's giving is generous. He gives to all men liberally. Lastly, God's giving is genuine. He upbraideth not. That's not a word we use too often. To upbraid. The idea of the word is to humiliate somebody, to reproach them for what they asked. And the receiver here, who asks for wisdom of God, is not humiliated. He is not rebuked for asking. God does not make you feel like you should not have asked that. When you ask for wisdom, God will not rebuke and tell you to just toughen up and accept it. He will give the wisdom. I remember being in college and studying Bible and preparing for the ministry, and at a liberal arts institution, you couldn't just take Bible. That's what I wanted to do, is just take Bible. But you know what else they made you take? They made you take math and history and English, a liberal arts education. And I remember a lot of the guys would complain to the teachers, why are you making me take English? Why do you make me take English? I ain't got no need for that, you know, type stuff. And that's the very answer. And a wise teacher would not necessarily reproach you when you ask that kind of a question. The wise teachers, especially the English teachers, would give you the answer in such a way that you would leave going, okay, oh, I get that. But if you're upbraided, if you're reproached for your question, then you leave thinking about the reproach, not the answer. And God does not upbraid when you ask for wisdom. He knows that's what you need. So, as we face trials, as we face hardships, how would you finish this statement? All I need is, and the answer, of course, is wisdom. Again, we would tend to think that whatever that trial is, I don't have enough money. All I need is money. I'm sick. All I need is healing. I would just like to know the reason. No, all I need is wisdom. And God will give that to all men liberally and without reproaching you for asking. Wow. Just ask him. That's what to ask for. Now, then it goes on to say, and we're going to see this next time, how to ask it. And you know the answer, in faith. But that's for next time. Right now, I just want us to understand what we lack is the wisdom. Let's ask God for wisdom. Lord, as we go through things every day, all of us are going through hardships and trials all the time, every day, whether it's health or financial or just decisions that need to be made or family matters. There's so many things that we face as tests and trials. Lord, may we come to you asking for wisdom, that in these trials, Lord, you would use it for your glory, and that we might have the wisdom that you give in those times of trial and testing, so that you might receive the glory. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.